2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 14. When I asked the Lord about the about this service, at the end of reading this passage, what I wanted to do is just have a dedication for this building and God's purpose for this place and for us. 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 14. Well, let's go back to verse 12. This is when Israel built a temple. And they did it during Solomon's time. King David, he gathered all the supplies that were needed. But God wouldn't let him build it, even though he was king, because David had been a man of war. And God said, "You've been a man of blood." So even though David wanted to build him a house, and God said, "Nobody had ever built me a house before." You know, he had dwelt in a tent, a tabernacle, but he had never had a house. And David said, "Well, I'd like to build you a house." And God said, "Well, you can't, but you can gather the material." So he did. And then his son, King Solomon, ended up building the house for God. And after they built it, this was the passage in 2 Chronicles chapter 6 and verse 12. "And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and he spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court. And upon it he stood, and then he kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven and said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like Thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepest covenant and showest mercy unto Thy servants that walk before Thee with all their hearts. Thou which hast kept with Thy servant David my father that which Thou hast promised him, and spakest with Thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with Thine hand as it is this day. Now therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with Thy servant David my father that which Thou hast promised him, saying, There shall not fail Thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that Thy children take heed to their way to walk in my law as Thou hast walked before me. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let Thy word be verified, which Thou hast spoken unto Thy servant David. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain Thee, how much less this house which we have built. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of Thy servant and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which Thy servant prayeth before Thee, that Thine eyes may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place whereof Thou hast said that Thou wouldest put Thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which Thy servant prayeth toward this place. Hearken therefore unto the supplications of Thy servant and of Thy people Israel, which they shall make toward this place. Hear Thou from Thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when Thou hearest, forgive. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to make him swear, and the oath come before Thine altar in this house, then hear Thou from heaven, and do, and judge Thy servants, by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And if Thy people Israel be put to the worst before the enemy, because they have sinned against Thee, and shall return and confess Thy name, and pray and make supplication before Thee in this house, then hear Thou from the heavens, and forgive the sin of Thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which Thou gavest to them and to their fathers. When the heaven is shut up, and there is no rain, because they have sinned against Thee, yet if they pray toward this place, and confess Thy name, and turn from their sin when Thou dost afflict them, Then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of thy servants, and of thy people Israel, when thou hast taught them the good way, wherein they should walk, and send rain upon thy land, which thou hast given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting, or mildew, locust, or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, wheresoever sore or whatsoever sickness there be, then what prayer or what supplication soever shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when everyone shall know his own sore and his own grief, and shall spread forth his hands in this house, then hear thou from heaven, thy dwelling place, and forgive, and render unto every man according unto all his ways, whose heart thou knowest. For thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee, to walk in thy ways, so long as they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of thy people Israel, but is come from a far country for thy great name's sake, and thy mighty hand, and thy stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calleth to thee for, that all people of the earth may know thy name, and fear thee, as doth thy people Israel, and may know that this house which we have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to war against their enemies, by the way that thou shalt send them, and they pray unto thee toward this city which thou hast chosen, and the house which we have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against thee, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near, yet if they bethink themselves in the land whither they are carried captive, and turn, and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly, if they return to thee with all their heart, and with all their soul in the land of their captivity, whither they have carried them captives, and pray toward their land which thou gavest unto their fathers, and toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house which we have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplications, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against thee. Now, my God, let, I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, and let thine ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in this place. Now therefore arise, O Lord God, into thy resting place, thou and the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away the face of thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. I want you to realize we're going to have a word of prayer, a prayer of dedication here in just a minute. But I want you to realize why this is here. Every one of you probably has heard my testimony over and over and over again. But I'm just going to just share this. By the time I was 20 years old, living in the United States of America, nobody had told me that I could know God. Nobody had told me how to know God. They had told me how to keep a list of rules and how to be a member of their little glee club they called a church. And I would have gone to hell, and my life was a living hell, and I didn't even want to live it. And at 20 years of age, as a drug dealer, not looking for God, just wanting to get back into college where I dropped out, I began to sell this book door to door to pay my way through college. And when I started reading this book, July 1st, 1976, never forget it. Nope, it was Wednesday, June 30th, the day before, I was reading it. And as I'm reading it, the word gripped my heart. And I couldn't quit reading it. As a matter of fact, I was smoking a joint while I started reading the Bible, and it gripped me so much, I put the joint out and I read all four books, first four books of the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, in one night. And as I read it, I saw Jesus like I'd never seen Jesus before. And that's what this place is for. This is the 10th church. We started from scratch. Most of the churches that we've had have been in homes. Every now and then, God gave us a building. Matter of fact, we had a building here before for 5.5 years. That's where some of you, like Don, met us down the road about a mile. And that was good. But most of the time, it was in a little house. When God gave us this vision and said, and opened this building up and said, "This is where I want you." And I said, "Lord, there's only a few of us. Why do we need such a big building?" And there's two reasons for this building and two reasons for this church. And I just want you to remember, okay, what they are. And if you look at the cross, where you draw a little cross in front of you, you'll understand what those two things are. Number one, it's for a relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a relationship with God through the blood of Jesus. It is to know Jesus personally, to meet Him and then learn to walk with Him, hang out with Him, let Him live His life through you. And then that's where the second thing comes. It's to let Him live His life through us to reach other people. We're going to face criticism. There's going to be people that aren't going to understand. How can this be a church and we have a place that we sell stuff over there? People are not going to understand. I can't help what other people understand. What I want you to know is this: the whole purpose of this place is to lift up Jesus Christ. I love that verse in John where he says, "And I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto myself." We need to always lift up Jesus Christ. It's not just God bless America. It's not any old God. It is the God. Okay? And His name is Jesus Christ. Okay? God in the flesh. And it's here to lift Him up. To point people to Him. It's first to know Him, to worship Him, to live with Him. To live with Him. Not come here on Sunday to visit Him. He's not looking for visitation rights. He wants to live with you. He wants habitation. Hang out with Him. And then as we do, there's going to be people that are coming in this door. What this place is? Do you know what a church is? There's a number of things church is. One of the things it is, it's a hospital for sinners. And this is going to be a fishing hole for Jesus. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to figure it out as time goes on. Because what's going to happen is people are going to come here for one thing and they're going to find another thing. I went to go sell Bibles, to sell books, to pay my way through college. That's what I thought I was going there for. God had a whole other thing in mind. He just used the need that I had, money, to go to college to get me to read the Bible. Because nobody else had ever got me to read it. They told me I had to memorize all the things they wanted me to memorize, learn all the things they wanted me to learn, but not to read God's Word. This is a fishing hole. People are going to come here to buy clothes. We're not just selling new stuff. We're selling resale stuff. We're trying to help people meet a need in their life. And when they come here, yes, we're going to sell clothes. But, and whatever else, Christian videos and all that other stuff. But it's about, and let's don't ever forget it, it's about loving people to Jesus. It's about us living Jesus and ministering to other people. Our whole purpose here is not to make money. we're going to make money so that we can have other stuff to keep. But that is not going to support this. Do you understand? It hasn't started off that way. And it ain't going to end up that way. We're not having raffles and bake sales support church. It's not God's way of doing it. I want to do whatever the Word says. You too? We want to do whatever the Word says. Not our version. Not what everybody else does. Not come up with good ideas. We want to do what God says. Follow God's way. God's house. God's day. God's people. God's Spirit. God's Word. You have a clue it's all about God? This is going to be a fishing hole. If you are here and you're cleaning, you're doing it, I hope, I want you to remember, you're doing it that a soul can come to know Jesus. A soul can experience Jesus. When you're waiting on somebody and people are going to irritate you, if you're working here, people are going to irritate you. People are going to lie. People, maybe somebody's going to steal. What are we going to do? How are we going to treat them? Well, some years ago, over in Zealand, a church youth group came up with this little idea, and they printed on a bracelet, and it was WWJD. What would Jesus do? As I understand, it was a church in Zealand, Michigan, right over here. And what would Jesus do? How does Jesus want us to treat the people that are coming in this door? It's not about them becoming a member of our glee club. It's about loving them to Jesus. It's about us realizing we are just sinners that love Jesus. We've been forgiven because Jesus died on the cross for us and we accepted that. He's come to live inside of us. But every one of us is a work in progress. Are you a work in progress? Or have you arrived? I haven't. So many times you've heard me say, "Hi, I'm the leader. If you expect me to be better than you, I promise I'll let you down. Because I'm a good example of a rotten sinner that needs Jesus 24 hours a day." And guess what? Pimps, prostitutes, pushers, druggies, drunks, policemen have said to me, "Man, if God could save you, maybe He could save me." See, that's what they need to understand. See, Jesus loves everybody. He loves to the uttermost, and He loves way down to the guttermost. Do you understand? He loves everybody. And we've got to love people. When they want to come in here, you never win an argument. Let's don't have arguments with people come in here. People, you're going to run into all kinds of things. What they need is they need to see and experience Jesus Christ. And when you mess up, admit it. Fess up. When you mess up, just tell God, "God, I messed up. I'm so sorry. I got in an argument. I didn't reveal you. I revealed flesh. So Lord, please show that so I can get rid of it, because I don't want it to get in the way. I want people to see Jesus." That's what this place is about. It's to lift up Jesus Christ, and it's to bring others to Him. Let's don't ever forget that. That's what this is about.